Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results, well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help mothers and parents thrive in all areas of their lives. So I am super excited to introduce Kristen Zuzak. Now, Kristen is an online entrepreneur, a parenting consultant, and a therapist. And she supports mothers and parents to step forward into the highest version of themselves. Now, she provides services such as therapeutic interventions to heal trauma, mindset growth coaching to alter our sense of reality, and business support to create financial freedom for families. And Kristen wants mothers and parents to know that we really can live great lives and have it all. Well, welcome, Kristen. I am so excited to have you as our guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're providing such diverse coaching, really helping mothers and parents put all those pieces together so they can really live life to its fullest. I can't wait to hear more about this.
I'm excited to share here too. I'm super passionate about what I do and to help people live more fulfilling lives.
That is so, so cool. I love that. And I'm just curious, so exactly what was the inspiration or, you know, tipping point that prompted you to go into business for yourself?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because my inspiration, I guess if you're looking at it that way, really had to do with transitions in my own life when I first became an entrepreneur, which was actually like 17 years ago, when actually 18 years ago when I first started, I was doing something different. But I was pregnant and got laid off from a job. And I started my entrepreneurial journey there. And then when I started doing the work I'm doing now, I was in the middle of a divorce. I had massive changes happening in my life. And I really just kind of went through this process of dreaming into, well, what do I really want my life to look like? What do I want it to look like without having to think about how am I going to make money and how am I going to like make this work? It was really much more a process of following my inner guide. And so, but interestingly enough, it was really just like life throwing curveballs at me that made that process, you know, to start to happen.
That's interesting. So all these signs kind of step forward into your life. And it sounds like it was a series of different types of wake-up calls that prompted you to go in. So, well, so you say you've been an entrepreneur for, you said 17 or 18 years. Have you been consulting moms and parents that long, or how long have you been in that realm, and has your, you know, your business vision evolved over those years?
Yeah, so I started working with mothers and parents in 2008, and that's when I became a parenting consultant.
Okay.
And yeah, and my vision really changed because it really adapted to what I was seeing with the parents that I was working with. You know, like their financial situation was also oftentimes the biggest stressor that they carried. Mm-hmm. And so it's not something I jumped into right away, but it was sort of like my radar was always looking for, you know, what if there's something that shows up in my life that can support parents in that way. And in this realm, I'm going to see what that might contain. Same thing with like the trauma piece of it and becoming a therapist. I just started getting lots and lots of clients who had really significant challenges with their children. And I felt like I needed to have a bigger lens to be able to support the whole family unit in healing traumas and healing just hard things that have happened in their lives. And so I've just really over time, what's really happened is that I've broadened my lens to really offer more support to parents.
Right. Yeah. It's like I mentioned, it's really diverse and all encompassing. So what I'm understanding is you kind of tapped into your own journey of wanting to live a more fulfilling life from being a young mom to be and laid off and realizing what your ultimate vision is. And then along the way in helping others, you've really broadened your skill set to be able to meet with other people's needs as they're on their own journey to really create a life that they love.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that like my skill set, I know it's really broad, but a lot of that has just been because of my own challenges. Like I've really wanted to also solve my own challenges in my own family and with myself. And like, how do I really do entrepreneurship well? How do I do motherhood well? And how do I really lead a fulfilling life? Mm-hmm. And so that's just brought me into all these different directions. And I just tend to be a person who's like, okay, I'm a parenting consultant, but I'm dealing a lot with trauma. So I'm going to go get a master's degree in social work. And I'm just that kind of person. I just need to keep learning. I keep growing. I keep developing. It's probably one of my biggest attributes.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I love that. Over the course of 12 years, you've really added a lot to your expertise. So have there been any major roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way? Or has it just been seeing a need and seeing a skill set you wanted to acquire and you just keep building your expertise?
Well, I think fundamental to entrepreneurship is that there are going to be roadblocks, right? It's just, we can't expect it to be smooth sailing. We just can't.
I'm waiting for that one entrepreneur that says, no, it's just been easy peasy.
So easy. So there's really been many, and you know, some of it, I guess, would be the ones that kind of popped to the top of my list would be just like, you know, lack of support from some of the people in my inner circle. Who didn't necessarily believe in me or say there were familial patterns that were kind of in the way of letting them just sort of support me in an open-ended way that I was looking for. I also, you know, like I invested in some things that completely fell flat. So there's just a learning curve on, you know, being a little more discerning with where I would invest my money. Yeah, those are probably the two biggest challenges that I faced because it took a lot of inner work to kind of overcome both of those challenges.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, what did you do to overcome the fact that you were not really receiving the support from your inner circle? Because that, I think, is a pretty common, you know, downside to wanting to step out of the dotted line that we're supposed to be following, you know, according to others.
Yeah. So I did learn early on in my entrepreneurial career that entrepreneurship in itself can be very lonely too. So I did figure out pretty early on that I need to surround myself with people who we can support one another and that I need to create a tribe. And one of my sort of mottos that I've carried with me that I learned from somebody else was that like, if I can't find something that I need, then I need to create it. Mm-hmm. And so I just have this mindset of, okay, I don't have the tribe that is going to help me to expand the way I'd like to. So I need to go find it or create it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been able to do. I have an amazing online tribe of people that we support one another. We celebrate each other's, you know, accomplishments. And then just a network of other people too here that are local for me that we also do the same for one another. And that it's been huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely so empowering to have like-minded people around you that can fill in the gaps when there's maybe a stumbling block or a, you know, one of those self-doubt situations that arise on occasion. So yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. Now, obviously, Kristen, you're an expert at helping people create really fulfilling and exciting lives for themselves. But curiously, how do you feel about the sales role or client enrollment part of being in business? Do you have any challenges with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, that is such a great question. Because when I think about myself early on in the process, you know, sales was, it just scared me so much. It's like to be able to ask for the sale or to think of myself as even being, you know, someone wanting to give me money, like was just a really hard process for me. Mm-hmm. And just over the years, it's just been something I've really focused on. There's been many aspects of this that I've focused on. And so, and that just includes really tapping into feeling worthy and feeling and really getting that I have something unique and powerful and amazing to offer to people. And that has just taken a lot of deep inner work to you know, get through that and to recognize the value that I have. And so that has taken years of work to be able to do that. And then also just that to really, you know, my kind of view on sales, especially being on so much of the work I do is internet based. And, you know, even my consulting clients, most of them I do through Zoom. Mm-hmm. And just really thinking of like sales as being service, like this is how I'm serving mm-hmm. my community and the people that I care about. Right. And so if this isn't something that is of interest to somebody, it's not because there's something wrong with me. It's just because it's not the right time or it's not the right fit. And that's okay. So it's not about rejection, because it used to be, I used to feel that, oh my gosh, I'm getting rejected. But when I take that view of, well, first of all, there's a whole big world out there because now so much is being done on the internet that there's plenty of people who need my services. And then thinking of it as being a service to them has just really changed my mindset to make me feel so much more comfortable with that sales process.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, because it is so, so important to really embrace the value that you are bringing forward. Obviously, you've walked the walk. I mean, you have accomplished everything that you were allowing, you know, others to tap into that zone of genius that you're offering. And so it's kind of ironic to me to think of, you know, somebody with 18 years of experience doing exactly what you're helping others have questions or concerns about the value that you're bringing. But it's human nature, right? Whenever mm-hmm. we're trying to do things that are a little bit unconventional or maybe new, you know, you have brought so many different facets together that you're presenting as your impactful work. And so, and that's the exciting part, but I'm really, you know, glad to hear that you had that mindset shift to where you realize that it's not a rejection personally at you. It's just, they're not ready. They're not at that place. So yeah, that is awesome. I love that. So, well, we're right in the middle of this COVID pandemic, which has had such a huge impact on so many people's lives. I'm just curious, has that impacted the work that you're doing?
Yeah, it definitely has. And like all of my work is increased due to COVID. Yeah, which I feel blessed in many ways, but parents and families are definitely struggling. I find lots of parents and families struggling. So like the intensity of the work that I've been doing, I would say has increased. Like I have more families who have intense situations that on my caseload than I typically have had in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just seeing a lot of that. And then also just that a lot of people are looking for more online work, you know, like it's time for people to go back to the work in their offices. And they're like, well, no, I liked being at home. I liked having the freedom that I had. Yeah. I really would prefer to work online now. And how do I find an opportunity with someone I trust and someone who's going to really guide me and not just like selling me something and then I have to figure it all out on my own. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of that happening too.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It's been a lot of quality family time that's being spent together.
Yes.
Sometimes
yes.
It doesn't go quality. So where you're really being a valuable resource during this time. And like you said, so many people are realizing, hey, this is great to be able to have freedom and work home based. How do I put this together? So yeah, I love that. Well, how do you work with mothers and parents who want to create these great lives for themselves that not only are where they're working together well as moms and parents, you know, with their family, but they're also creating this financial freedom for themselves.
Right. So yeah, because I carry such a big umbrella of things that I do, like the first thing is really figuring out what it is that somebody needs and how I can support them. So that's really kind of the first big step is kind of narrowing that piece down and helping them, because quite truthfully, when we're overstressed, when we're overtired, when we're overwhelmed, we have a hard time articulating what our needs are. Mm. And so it can just help to be able to have someone to be a sounding board and then help them to sort of narrow that down. So like, yes, in the next month, week, in this session, this is what I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And then how to get there. And then after that, it depends on what they need. So, you know, whether they're trying to have their family work better together or whether they're trying to, you know, heal some trauma, then, I mean, I have, you know, really strong processes in place to help really qualify what needs to happen next. And I have a strong paradigm of, here's the big picture of where we're headed, but here's today what you can enact to help start moving things forward. Right. So we think both short term and long term. And I do that in all the work that I do, but just wanted to mention that here for the family stuff, just because I know too that so many families struggle. But in terms of the other things like the business support and the mindset and online entrepreneur work, it's really about helping people to dream again, helping them to really be guided by their purpose. And so narrowing down and cutting through the fears is one aspect of how I work with people. So we're really, because oftentimes the fears can overrun how our brain works. So I've also studied a lot about neuroscience. And when we have a lot of fears and the amygdala is always lit up, and that's causing neurotransmitters to cause the prefrontal cortex to not think very well, then we're being run by those fears. So how do you dream and cut through the fears and create a path for yourself that can be fulfilling for you and also be monetized, like be able to create some income for yourself as well? And that's where this online world, I really didn't understand the online world many years ago. This is my newest venture. I've been doing this for about a year now, but once I jumped into it, it's like, oh my, I had no idea there's so much here for people that most people don't know about. And that's just, you know, running in this web area that people aren't familiar with. And it's, there's so much opportunity for people to earn a living that is at their fingertips and they're really not aware of it. And it's just a beautiful opportunity for people to create a nice income stream for themselves.
Yeah, no, that's so exciting for people to just discover that they really can create these great lives for themselves. It's not for others. They really can have that for themselves. So that is awesome. I love that. It's got to be so empowering and exciting when people work with you. So, well, how can our listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more?
Sure. So I'm on some of the social media sites. So like on Facebook and Instagram, and I have a YouTube channel, and you can find me through my name, Kristen Zuzak. And I'll just spell that quickly. It's K-R-I-S T-E-N-N-E. So it's a very unique spelling. Mm-hmm. And then the last name, Zuzak, is Z-U-Z-E-K. And then also my email address is just me@kristen.com. And the same spelling of K-R-I-S-T-E-N-N-E.
Okay, fantastic. So that's Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yes.
And searching your name, Kristen Zuzak, which is K-R-I-S-T-E-N-N-E-Z-U-Z-E-K, or email me@kristen.com, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kristen, you've shared already just so many golden nuggets of wisdom. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or possibly doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I would really start with understanding that doubt is part of the process. That's part of being human. We, in fact, doubt is a way that our brain tries to protect us if we're stepping out of our comfort zone. Yeah. And so that's actually a good sign if we're experiencing doubt. And this is part of the mindset work that I do, right? So really understanding what's happening when you're experiencing that kind of doubt, and recognizing what the pattern is, and really being specific about the things that you say to yourself. So is it that, you know, I just can't do this, or I will never be successful, or, you know, success is for other people, but not for me. Like, those are some common patterns that people might have. And so there's ways that you can work on your mindset every day to actually start to shift and eliminate those kinds of doubtful thoughts. You know, whether it be mantras, there's ways you can move your body to, you know, it's like thinking of ways and that these are the things that I can help with. There's specific ways you can journal to get rid of some of these limiting ideas that you might have, where you're, you know, canceling out an old thought and then putting in a new thought. Even the idea of saying, cancel clear, I know that I can be massively successful in this business. Like, and then just putting in a new thought, mm-hmm. And canceling out the old one it's so simple, but if you create a new pattern, it's so powerful what that can do, especially if you recognize that it's just a pattern. It's just a brain pattern that's happening, and it really has nothing to do with you. And it's really just fear-based. It's a limitation, and you can do a lot to shift that pattern.
Mm, yeah. That's powerful. That I love that in terms of, I mean, I could almost feel a shift right when you said that, oh, cancel clear, I can do this.
Yes.
Instantly feel that energy from the previous habitual negative statements. And it's just like, oops, that isn't my reality. I'm choosing a different reality. So
exactly.
Well, yeah, that is powerful tools there, Kristen. I love that. Well, it's been, you know, just so great getting to hear about your journey from, well, basically being a young mom-to-be who unfortunately just got laid off, to the powerful work that you're now doing as an entrepreneur, a consultant, really helping mothers and parents create great lives where they really can have it all. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on our show today.
It's been such a pleasure, and I really appreciate being here as well. Thank you so much, Wendy. I love the work that you're doing too.
Oh, thank you, Kristen. I really appreciate that. And again, all our listeners, you can reach Kristen either on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube by searching her name, Kristen Zuzak, KristenZuzek, or email me@kristen.com. All right, fantastic. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Or are you shrugging off the lost sale by saying, oh, well, they just weren't my ideal client? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Kristen Zuzak. And as always, here's to your success.